Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars call-in show. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And over the next 45 minutes, we will be taking your calls or your Skypes and discussing what is happening in Star Wars this week. Now, for those that listened to last week's show with Chris Seekel and I, it was a very quiet week in Star Wars news, and I made the bold prediction that something big was about to drop. It was all a little bit too quiet. And then what do you know? We have the title of Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, in the red font. Who is the Last Jedi? Are there multiple Last Jedi? Why the red? Why does it make a sentence with The Force Awakens? Well, that's kind of cool, I think. In other Star Wars news, we had the most overhyped episode of Star Wars Rebels turn out to be not an overhyped episode. It was awesome. And that was me listening to it or watching it after reading 3 days of people gushing about it, and it still sealed up. In Steel Wars podcast news, if you're a new listener, this is the call-in show version, and normally we have in-depth interviews each week. We had a guest reschedule, so no normal episode this week, but a bit of sizzle. We have got an actor from both The Force Awakens and who also did a Rogue One work that should be on the show next week. But because we got to have that extra time, I relaunched my Star Wars parody news site, The Midichlorian Count, with a couple of new articles, including Donald Trump coming out and changing the name at the last minute of The Last Jedi to There Are Many Jedi, period. So if you're up for a bit of parody Star Wars news, go check out themidichloriancount.com. And taking the calls and talking Star Wars this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are around the world, is my good buddy from the Blue Harvest and Rogue One podcast. It's my man, Hawes Burkett. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
I am pretty good. It is a lovely Saturday afternoon here in Australia. The sun's just beating through my blinds, and I'm ready to talk a bit of Star Wars. What did you make of that Last Jedi title announcement, mate?
Love it. Love it so much, man. I've said a couple of times, it's the first one that I didn't have to sort of get used to. Like, it seems like every time a new Star Wars title comes out, I'm like, huh, all right, The Force Awakens, and I got to let it roll around in my brain for a little bit. But as soon as I saw The Last Jedi, I was like, all right, it's The Last Jedi, I'm in.
I was thinking about this the other day. The titles that, like, make you want to see the film, like, out of all the titles, like, the ones that sort of by themselves, like, sound like an enticing film to go see, like A New Hope, which, you know, it is kind of called Star Wars, do you know what I mean?
Right.
But that doesn't scream run to the cinema.
No, it doesn't.
The Empire Strikes Back, one ticket, please. Yes, I do want to see that Empire Strike Back. Return of the Jedi, are you kidding me? Give me 3 tickets. I want to see the Jedi return. The Phantom Menace. Huh? What?
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones. All right. Sure. Revenge of the Sith. Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would like to see a bit of Sith revenge. And The Force Awakens. I like The Force Awakens for its duality. That it also sort of, in the real world, awoken the Force, you know?
I think The Force Awakens, as a title, falls in the middle of that, I want to go see it, what's that all about for me. I love the title now. It took a little while, but, you know, I think it's sort of, it's not a gripper like Return of the Jedi or Revenge of the Sith or something like that.
Yeah, like, if... Like, just say they did, when they announced that they were going to make new films, and just say they announced the titles up front, do you know what I mean? They said, oh, in 2015, we're going to be releasing The Force Awakens.
Right, right.
2016, we're going to be releasing Rogue One. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, in 2017, we're going to release The Last Jedi. What?
I want that one now.
Yeah, let's just watch that one now. I want to see about The Last Jedi, please. Please. Give me a ticket. So I'm pumped. I reckon it's awesome. Yep. And I also like the fact that Rian Johnson had the title when he was writing the script. So it wasn't sort of like, let's read the script and try to work out a title. But it was immediate, like it was written around that thought of The Last Jedi, which I find... give me that Last Jedi. Give that Last Jedi a couple of lines. Give that Last Jedi a lightsaber hilt that he can ignite and blaze that green blade. Hashtag ignite the green in 2017. I am so pumped. And we are going to take some calls, Horsey Horse, to bite Jonathan Grasso's sweet nickname for you. And we're open to talk The Last Jedi, if you want to talk about Rebels, if you want to talk about Rogue One, if you want to talk about anything in the Star Wars universe, we are here for you. If you want to call in, the number is 646-668-8360. And if you are not in America, the best way to do that is via Skype. And you just have to add a +1 to the front of that number. Or I think you can make a little setting that sets it to America, then it automatically adds a +1. So let us go to 405. Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Aaron from Oklahoma City.
Aaron! How you doing, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah. How are you guys doing? Or Azza, as you and Chris Fresh dubbed me. That's my Australian nickname now.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to disrespect you, Azza. I've got to remember to give everyone their Australian code names so you can assimilate into our community with a minimum fuss. What's on your mind Star Wars-wise this evening for you?
Well, first, let me say, first of all, hey, Hawes, what's going on,
buddy? Good to hear
doing
from you.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good deal. I think the Last Jedi is a great title. Let's see. I mean, there's all the kerfuffle over the red, and I'm not sure. I mean, if you look at I think that they wanted to keep this trilogy's, like, logos similar. So... Mm-hmm. They kept the same design there. It's just a different color with the letters in between the two words. And I think that I've heard somebody say, I'm not quite sure. I listen to like 7 podcasts a week, so 7 or 8 a week. So I'm not even sure. And all of the same people are on all of them. So it's hard to keep track.
Well, this is my 4th podcast of the week. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I was actually just listening to the Sith List episode earlier with you, so it's weird to be hearing your voice and then now talking to you. It's very strange, but yeah, going back to what I was saying, I think that they just wanted to keep the logos kind of similar. And if it was yellow, you might see The Force Awakens. You might not see The Last Jedi. Like, it just kind of would... But if you change the red, first of all, I mean, it obviously everyone's going to talk about the red. And second of all, it distinguishes it from The Force Awakens. So I think that's kind of what they were going for. I don't necessarily think that it means that Luke is going to die or something. I mean, I'm saying my prayers every night that he doesn't, because I don't know if I could handle it.
Do you think, so we've had yellow, and then we've got red. Do you think that episode 9, we're going to get green? Could the green...
Maybe that has something to do with igniting the green. Maybe they're trying to show you something there. Surely, with the ornament that's come out and seeing Rey with the Anakin Luke lightsaber, surely, I mean, you're not going to throw away a sweet, sweet lightsaber like the one you constructed, you know, like that green saber. You're not going to throw that away. Surely he's got that at least in a box somewhere.
I think it's an R2.
That would be awesome.
I don't know.
The whole time
it's
been R2. That's gutsy.
Like, you know, when he, that thing where we see him putting his hand on his dome in the little flashback thing? I think he put his lightsaber in R2.
And maybe it was some kind of show of pacifism, too, is that he gives the lightsaber to R2. And it's kind of like, you know, he's kind of, take this away from me. I don't want to be, you know, because as we know, he threw the lightsaber down. And maybe he's, and maybe if you see all your younglings slaughtered in front of you, or, you know, slaughtered rather, maybe that'll make you angry and you think, I might use this lightsaber and I don't want to. So I'm gonna put it in R2, because who can you trust? I mean, who can you trust more than R2-D2?
And we know there's space in there for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure there was a scene in another movie.
From reading the Marvel comics, space in there for about a dozen lightsabers.
Right. Right.
That's what I found out. I don't know how he puts them all in himself, but he can just do it in one issue. But the concept is that the lightsaber, the green-hilted lightsaber, one of my favorite things in the Star Wars universe, has been in R2 all this time, and there will be a moment, like, this is the best bit. There's a moment when Luke is under siege, all is lost, he is defenseless, he is surrounded, and then is that flick of the finger to R2, just like times. R2 shoots it up. Luke Skywalker uses the Force to guide it to a perfect catch. He looks at the blade, ignites, and it's on. Yeah.
I would hate to be the person that's sitting next to you watching the movie if that happens. Because I'm pretty sure you'll break their arms or maybe do a Wookiee arm ripoff. I could totally see that happening because, I mean, the Ignite the Green itself is amazing. And that's enough to make you freak out. But if he did it in the same way that he did in the your favorite part of your favorite Star Wars movie, I mean, I don't even know if the theater could contain, steel. I think that you would just tear the theater down in excitement.
Oh man, I couldn't. Because I've told this story before that I thought when R2 and when they were all trapped at the start of Revenge of the Sith and R2 did the electrocution thing, I thought he was going to shoot the saber out then, and I was just like, oh yes, this is all, you know, you've got your Star Wars ring theory. Well, you missed a very important link in the storytelling there. And instead, you just zapped everyone. But, oh, man.
Oh. This would be their way to write it. This would be their way to write that wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can hear it in your voice. I can hear the excitement in your voice. Hawes, I've never heard that before, and I think that's excellent.
I keep that kind of stuff to myself because you never know. You might get a sticker made about your theory.
That's true. You're.
Well, Adam in the chat room has written in all caps, "Never gonna happen, Steel." God, what a hurtful message. I feel like I'm getting trolled.
What a bummer. Bummer.
Wow. How do I block people from this thing? There's a button here somewhere.
Now, here's a question. If they did that, we'll say if. Do you think that would get
when
criticism?
They do that?
When they do that, do you think there will be an outcry of, oh, it's just a rehash of Return of the Jedi?
Oh, you won't be able to hear that from my happy screaming, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there would be, but I think that the people on the right side of this issue would outnumber those on the wrong side. Because I mean, how awesome! I mean, come on, that is something I've never thought of, and my mind is just kind of exploding right now, thinking of how awesome that would be. I'm glad that it's going to be on a podcast and archived for history. So that's great. My son will love this in the future.
God, your mind's exploding. You're the John F. Kennedy of Star Wars fans.
Too soon. Too soon.
A great man. And not a bad
joke.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I've got this thing. Like, if it did happen, I'm picturing that, like, in the cinema, I'm going to be like He-Man, just holding aloft one hand, just like, I have the power! And then the background splashes with the sail barge or something. I really hope we get to see the Ignite the Green, because I've got a pretty cool T-shirt print about to come out to celebrate it. So it would really... That'd be a sad thing to see in like 10 years at a thrift store. One of my Ignite the Green T-shirts all crackled. Like, yeah, you never did turn that on. Great. Thanks.
Oh, man. I haven't purchased my Mendo shirt yet, but I'm planning on it. And neither of those things, the big prominent things on that T-shirt, were not in the movie. And I'm still excited to have that.
I know, but it's still real to me. It's still real to me.
Oh, it's absolutely like that. Those trailer elements are just in my head. So when I think about the movie, it's rattling around in there, because how could you not put the cape in the water? Come on, guys. Like, even if it didn't make sense, just throw that in there because it's so amazing.
Well, now you're getting a bit of heat from the chat room, Azza. Emily has chimed in, buy your Mendo shirt, you heathen. Also in capitals. There's a lot of capital use. A lot of caps lock use in the chat room today. It is.
I'm planning on it, Lindo. Lindo, come on now.
And you see this week's Rebel Azza.
No, I have not. I am not caught up on Rebels at all. I know exactly what happens because I've heard everyone talk about it, but I have not been able to keep up with those. I do enjoy Rebels. I just haven't watched anything from season 3 yet. And good God, hearing about Tar Vizsla, I mean, that's pretty exciting to me. I mean, a Mando Jedi? Yeah, thank you. I'll take it. I'll take as many as you can give me. Because that sounds awesome.
I'm not such a... I feel like a big part of the fan base really, like, fans out at the mention of Mandalorians and all the houses and stuff. I don't really fall
into
that.
All those
category.
Guys are weirdos.
Hey, man. Thought we were cool there.
Hey, dude. Like, do you know how many Boba Fett figures I've got, like, 5 feet from me? Don't worry. I am down with the Fett.
I know.
Down with the Fett.
So, yeah, I don't really, like, I sort of have to be won over by it. Like sometimes I think people just hear Mandalorians and the Darksaber and it's an immediate win. And I'm not one of those. But the episode was great. It was how it should be. And that double episode as well that started off the second half of the third season. Or I think it's the scheduling of this. It's so weird. How do you build up momentum when you're just dropping, you know, 2-3 episodes and then you go on a month break?
Yeah.
I don't understand it at all. Are the episodes not finished? Like I don't understand why you do that.
I'm not sure what the strategy behind that is either, especially considering they showed a two-parter to start the season off. So granted, it would have sucked not seeing that two-parter on the same night, but if they stretched that over 2 weekends and pushed all the episodes back, then you only have like a 2 or 3 week break. You see what I'm saying? And then if you delay the premiere by a week, then you could I just think they could have done scheduling where we didn't have to have this break, whether it was delaying the premiere by a couple of weeks or splitting up that Saw episode into two different Saturdays. The delay bums me out, man.
Yeah, like, I am so glad they did give us those episodes together, but, yeah, just push it back a week. Like, it's very strange, and I think it's hurting the show's momentum that, you know, the minute people sort of get adjusted to, like, oh, yeah, Rebels, and then they're not there. So, like, it's everything I know about, like scheduling and TV and like even podcasting. It's the regular, you know, I know this is in my routine. That's what that's what helps the show. What were you going to say, Azar?
Oh, I was just going to say that I think that momentum mainly in the story elements of the show have been the biggest problem with Rebels, I think, is the lack of story arcs and stuff like that. It just seems so quick and done. So I like that they are kind of dragging some stories out, and I like that from what I've heard, we're now seeing the fruition of things that have been set up in the past, and I think that's great. I just think that I don't know, like there are so many like throwaway episodes and stuff like that. Now, granted, I can't speak on this season here, but I think, from what I've seen, that was kind of, because I think the really good episodes are really good, but it just kind of gets watered down.
Yeah, and sometimes the like big things happen and then that thread is sort of just dropped until they want to pick it up again. Like, you know, Darth Maul was just out of sight, out of mind completely at the moment, which suits me. But yeah, it's just weird that they've sort of got these major story arcs that we see them every five. Like, it's like, oh, it's now time for another Darth Maul episode. Yeah. But Aaron, I so appreciate you calling in today, man.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Make sure you keep doing it. And have a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys do the same. Thanks for talking to me, guys. You guys have a good night.
See you, buddy.
Nice. My pleasure. And I'll just put you back on hold so you can listen to the rest of the episode. We've got about 20 minutes to go in open time. And then after that, we will wrap up any remaining calls and discussion in the bonus time for supporters, for people that chip in a couple of bucks each month. We record a little bit of extra stuff. One way to hear the whole episode is to be on hold if you want to listen live Unfortunately, the web browser does not keep going, but if you're on hold, you can keep listening. Is that making sense? Am I talking in circles? I don't know. Let us go to 407. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Chuck from Orlando.
Hey, buddy.
I'm not sure what your Australian name would be. Probably Chucko. Chucko.
Chucko.
Which sounds like something I've done a fair bit in my life. But what are you going to do? Chuck, in Orlando, did you say you were?
Yes.
Oh, man. So you're just going to walk to Star Wars Celebration?
Yeah, I'm just going to camp out there and hold spots and lines for people.
Nice. That sounds like an offer directly to me, and I appreciate that. So do you stay at home and go there every day? I'm very jealous of this.
Yeah, probably. And I probably live about 20 minutes away, and I work even closer, so it's pretty easy. The only problem is I won't have the hotel room, so I'll have to figure out parking because there's absolutely no parking at that place.
Ah, wow. That's a tough problem to have, Chuck, you know?
First of all,
you could probably just hitchhike from home, I think. But what's on your mind tonight in Star Wars?
Well, I had a question for both of you. First off, Oz, if we ever get that Boba Fett movie and that they're thinking of doing all these genre type movies, what would you like in a Boba Fett movie? Maybe like a horror or a mystery?
I'm telling you right now, in a Boba Fett movie, genre wise, I don't really know. But I want Boba Fett getting out of the Sarlacc and using the Darksaber to reunite what's left of the Mandalorians, if there is any Mandalorians. It's totally fan fiction-y, and I didn't even consider it until they brought it up on Now This Is Podcasting this week. But yeah, Boba Fett with the Darksaber, that's my R2 shooting out the Luke Skywalker lightsaber moment.
You what about you, that? Chuck? If there was a Star Wars, a Boba Fett film, do you want it post-Sarlacc or pre-Return of the Jedi?
I'd probably say pre-Return of the Jedi, just because post-Return of the Jedi, I don't know how well Boba Fett's going to do after that, because with that book with his armor was all sizzled up. He might not be doing very well if he does get out. He might be more of a mentor role in that.
I see what you're saying.
He could fix his jetpack. That's why pencils have erasers. I don't know. I always the going back in time.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like Star Wars is just trapped in this. We're going to go back in time, so we're sort of bound to by these certain rules and stuff, and it doesn't always work out. Like, I like the post-Sarlacc pit battle, film, just because it's open. Who knows what happens?
Right.
And I actually love that book, as much is it the Boba Fett trilogy or the Bounty Hunter Wars? It's either one of those titles or a combination of both. But there was a 3-book series that covered Boba Fett coming out of the Sarlacc, and Dengar finds him, and there's a lot of flashbacks and stuff. But I just looked at the chat room, and there's mixed. Some people want pre Return of the Jedi. Some people want the image of Boba Fett climbing out of the Sarlacc my frequent guest Justin Hamilton has talked about a fair bit. So, yeah, but it seems inevitable that we'll have Boba Fett in a big screen film. As we all know, we almost got it until Josh Trank, I don't know what, he couldn't find a bathroom or something. There was some issue. There was not enough bathrooms on set, and mistakes were made. Chuck, thanks so much for calling in, my man.
Hey, no problem, man. And still, hopefully, we get more Ewoks.
And I love Ewoks, but I definitely don't think there's I don't think we should ever see them again, just for the size of the galaxy. But I do love them so dearly, so very dearly. And I'll see you at Celebration.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Cheers, Chuck. We have got a Skype caller on the line. If you are on Skype on hold, who are you and where are you calling from?
G'day, fellas. It's Duty again.
Duty, how you doing, my man?
Oh, good. Down in Sydney for the weekend away from Melbourne, and it's a bit too hot for my liking. It's a bit like Tatooine down here, mate.
Tatooine with lots of thongs and muscle tops.
Yep.
What's on your mind in the world of Star Wars while you sweat it out in sunny Sydney?
I recently watched episode 7 again, and a question brought to my mind. I don't know if it's been asked before, but do you think that Finn will be paralyzed because he got hit right up the spine with a lightsaber?
Ooh. Horsey, your take on that one?
I don't think so. I don't necessarily think so. There was some stuff that sort of came out about Finn in the rumors and spoilers and speculation.
Tread lightly, Hawes.
I was just saying that would lead me to believe that that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
I will give you some real world sort of explanation. Before episode 8 was filming, John Boyega's Instagram and Twitter seemed to be filled with some pretty hardcore workout videos. Now, I don't think if he's paralyzed, he'd be in the gym.
Right. Like, so, why would you need to look all buff to sit around in a floating wheelchair like Klieg Lars?
Hey, Klieg Lars, he had some toned buttocks. Don't worry about that. We'll not have you fall down to the physique of Jack Thompson, great Australian, and Klieg Lars. Yeah, so I just think that real-world training by John Boyega would imply that he's going to be up and at them for The Last Jedi. Will he have some sort of spinal strengthening suit?
Or cybernetics or something like that, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Who can say? Who can say? But he's definitely going to be in action. Not interaction.
Yeah. just wanted to get you gauge. Yeah.
Not interaction.
Dude, that was amazing.
I think we might have an episode 8 shirt on our way, guys.
You are welcome.
What else is happening, Judy? What did you think of The Last Jedi title?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned seeing the red of the font of Star Wars. So some of the things I've read up online, apparently it's a very aggressive, like terrorist-like theme, or like a very terror sort of theme to Episode 8. So I'm a little intrigued of what's gonna happen and what's gonna take place.
Yeah, I do like the analysis of, like, it's almost like the Pantone color of the font. Like, what does this shade of red mean? Does it mean Kylo Ren return, Luke Skywalker dies? Or is it a bit more of a Luke Skywalker gets maimed red? No, I think it's a Rey is angry red. Who knows? It's red.
I've seen a lot of speculation online about that, yeah.
Oh, man, and I love it. Like, all they had to do, they didn't say anything about the movie. They just said the title's The Last Jedi, and they changed the color of Star Wars to red. And as a Star Wars podcaster, man, you can get some mileage out of those two things.
Exactly, yeah. But it also gets all the fans talking.
Like, you can't like Return of the Jedi was red.
Right.
You know, originally the name was Revenge of the Jedi, and it had the red, which makes it even worse. So, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, it could mean something or it could mean nothing. There you go. That's the sort of analysis that you come to the Steel Wars podcast.
You heard it first. It could mean something. It could mean nothing. You heard it first.
I don't like your tone, Duty. I don't like your tone. You're up in Sydney thinking you're all that? Talking back about my colour analysis?
No, I'm not talking back. I'm approving it.
Okay. All right. The ice is getting thinner up in Sydney. I can tell you that much. Anything else on your mind today, buddy?
Yeah, crap. I've forgotten what it was. Do you think that there'll be more sort of modifications to the Falcon? Because I think it was back in the Dark Horse days, Chewbacca died and Han Solo painted the Falcon black. Do you think they'd do, maybe not, do you think they'd do something like that?
Are you serious?
That's apparently what happened in the comics. Yeah, they painted the Falcon black.
Did he put a little veil over the bloody satellite dish? Oh my god. He painted it black. Oh, please. This is amazing.
So he was running around with a black Falcon. Yeah, it's a bit weird seeing it black, but do you think they'll make any sort of changes or subtle differences to the Falcon?
I don't think they'll paint it black.
Oh, no, don't paint it black. Don't touch the paint, no.
Especially if Episode 8 takes place pretty close to 7, I don't know that... I mean, I guess maybe Chewie could be dicking around and working on the Falcon while they're on Hawk 2 or whatever, but... Maybe over time, if there's, you know, a further trilogy after this, then we'll see it change in some subtle ways here and there.
Yeah, the rectangular dish was a good little hat nod, but don't go, yeah, hopefully they don't go too far and try and make it, you know.
Yeah, put
their own further, yeah.
Well, there have been leaked photos of the Millennium Falcon. There was those guys that snuck onto the set. And
Really?
It didn't seem like it had been the Falcon was not painted in mourning colours, nor was it celebrating breast cancer awareness. It wasn't painted pink. It wasn't painted red for Valentine's Day. It wasn't painted red and green for Christmas. It wasn't painted orange for Halloween. It was just Millennium Falcon colour. That black thing is amazing, Duty.
I'll find it for you if you want.
I definitely want to see a picture of this black Falcon. Oh my god. EU. What have you, see, this is the thing. I compliment the EU with those Bounty Hunter books and then I get back the Mourning Falcon. Like, and so was there scenes of Han with like a paintbrush painting it, or how did it get black? Do you take it to a detailer?
I don't know. I thought I've seen the parts of the book where Chewie sacrifices himself, and then Han goes into a sort of a downward spiral. I see, and then he paints the Falcon black. So he's gone all you know, hardcore, painted it black, making it look cooler.
Oh my god. Midlife crisis, it sounds like. Added a sweet spoiler to the back. Got some blue lights underneath the landing gear.
Big exhaust.
The sad thing was, on the back window, he had to peel off the My Family sticker of the Wookiee. That was a really sad episode.
Dude.
It's fine. It doesn't count anymore. He's alive.
Yeah, but now Chewie's pulling off the sticker of Han.
That is tough. It's going to be a really emotional part of the Last Jedi. Just for continuity, after Chewbacca died, did Han Solo just start walking past people he knew and loved and just ignoring them? That'd be a great tie-in.
In the old canon, he was just not responding to anyone and stuff like that. I'll see if I can find the article and book and photos and stuff, and you can poke a bit of fun.
All right, yeah, send it, and maybe if we can get a copy of that issue, we can have a live burning at Star Wars Celebration Orlando. That will be fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in, and we'll hope to talk to you next week. Enjoy your trip to Sydney.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I'll chat to you guys soon. Thanks for having me.
Nice. All right, we've got about 2 minutes to go, but we will go into supporter bonus time. So we've got 201. Let's see who this is. 201, who are you and where you're calling from?
Well, the show's almost over, so you know it's got to be Rob from New Jersey.
Oh. New Jersey Rob, Robbo. Give us a quick sizzle for the supporter section. What are we going to be discussing, Robbo?
I was going to talk about Lando, but now all I can think about is, like, Han Solo, like, pulling up in the Falcon with a bottle of Jack Daniels, like, crying and sweeping up Wookiee hair. Like, just paint it black. I don't care. Like, spray painting himself. Just paint it
Great
black.
Great impression.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. All right, Rob. All right, Robbo, we've got about 90 seconds, so I'll put you back on hold, and we'll talk to you in the supporter section. We have also got 778 on hold for the supporter section. Hawes Burkett, you prolific podcaster, you. Tell the good people of the internet where they can find your two podcasts that I enjoy every week.
You can find me on Rogue One. That comes out every Thursday, and on Blue Harvest, which now comes out every Saturday as part of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network.
Yeah. After your sad discussion the other week about we're not in the network, don't anyone think about it. I rang Jason and said, you've got to listen to this sad sack.
Oh, man.
We've got about 30 seconds to go, you guys. Make sure you check out Blue Harvest and Rogue One. As I said, I listen to them every week. They are top shelf autos. We'll be back at this time next week. Make sure, if you like the show, please five-star review on iTunes. Have a great weekend. And hey, may that force be with you. All right, Robbo, what do you got, buddy? What do you got? How much fan fiction have you written out by disgruntled morning Han Solo? How much have you pumped out already this evening?
Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed that super fun show with Hawes Burkhart of Rogue One and Blue Harvest. If you were a Steel Wars supporter, which is just $2.25 American a month, approximately. It's $3 Australian a month. You get all this bonus content, the Making Steel Wars show, Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor, Q&As, and full access to our 100-plus full-length Steel Wars episodes. You'd also be listening to the supporter version of this episode right now. We go for another 45 minutes. We talk about Lando Calrissian's return. Is Kanan's sight returning? Who should we see more of and less of in Rebels? Marvel Comics' effect on the films, inconsistencies in the new canon, great impressions from a certain point of view, real and improvised Star Wars play sets, and returning to old sets for new films. All that and more is in the supporter bonus section. Of course, Robbo is in full effect, who is definitely become a call-in show favorite. If you want to do that, that is great. You can sign up through steelwars.com. It helps support the two free shows as well. Keeps the lights turned on and the cat fed. I appreciate it. I think next week's show is actually going to be a day later. So if you're in America, it will be Saturday night. And if you're in Australia, it will be Sunday. But I'll post those times tomorrow. I've got a wedding on Saturday, so I have to jig things around a little bit, you guys. But just if you're on social media, at Steel Wars, Instagram, Twitter, or on the website, or on Facebook, or if you're a member of the Safe Haven on Facebook, which you should, if you listen to this show, you're more than welcome to join us. We're having a great time in there talking Star Wars without any crazies flying off the handle when they disagree with you. We have civil discussions about our different views about Star Wars. It is super fun. I am crazy tired. It is super late, so I'm going to keep this outro short. If you're in Melbourne, Melbourne Comedy Festival tickets are on sale, both for the podcast and my solo show. Adelaide Fringe, the same. We've got Steel Wars, we've got I Love Green Red Letters, and my show Steel Saunders the Enthusiast, my stand-up show. And Brisbane, we are coming back, and tickets are on sale up there as well at the Bright Side at the start of March. And other states will be announced. Other countries will be announced very soon. If you enjoyed the show, retweet it. If you haven't read a five-star review, do that on iTunes. I really appreciate it. And may that force be with you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.